It fell out on a day, in a bright summer's day, when the corn grew green and yellow. There fell out a great dispute between Argyll and Ely. The Duke of Montrose, he has written to Argyll to come in the morning so early and to lead his men by the back of Dunkeld and to plunder the bonny house of Ely. The lady looked out of a window so high, and oh, and she looked weary. For there she espied the great Argyll come to plunder the bonny house of Ely. Come down, Lady Margaret, he said. Come down and kiss me fairly, or by the morning's clear daylight I will not leave a standing stone in Ely. Oh, I would not kiss thee, great Argyll, and I would not kiss thee fairly. I would not kiss thee, great Argyll, though you didn't leave a standing stone in Ely. He has taken her by the left shoulder. He says, Madam, where is your dowry? Well, it's up and it's down the bonny burnside, all among the planting of Ely. Oh, they searched east and they searched west, and they searched late and early. They found it in the bonny burnside, all among the planting of Ely. He has taken her by the middle so small, and oh, and she cried sorely, and he has laid her down on the green, green grass, and he has plundered the bonny house of Ely. Oh, I have 11 broad sons, she cried, and the youngest has never seen his daddy. But if I had as many more, I would give them all to King Charlie. And if my good lord he had been at home and not been with King Charlie, well, there's never a Campbell from out of the west could plunder the bonny house of Ely.